to this week's Thrive Church podcast. We hope you're encouraged by this message.
And if you'd like to come to Melbourne, you can get on to the awakeningaustralia.org. It's good coffee down there, by the way. And come down for that. And it's just going to be 3 days of soaking God and just believing God to do the impossible. And I want to see Australia reached. I want to see the Central Coast reached. And really, that's what today is about. And so if you're visiting with us for the first time today, you've come on a very good day, because today I'm going to unfold some vision for our church and what we're doing as a church and what we believe God is saying to us. But last year, I received a download from the Holy Spirit. It's probably the best way to describe it. I was driving to the gym, of all places, and God just literally, like a download, like when you, you know, when you get a download for your computer, like a software update. That's the best way to describe it. I was driving, pulling into the gym, and I heard the Holy Spirit clearly say four words to me: connect, grow, serve, reach. Connect, grow, serve, reach. And it was like, that's what I want your church to be built around, those four values: connecting people, growing in Christ, serving others, and reaching our world. And I think if we do that as Christians and as a church collectively, we really are fulfilling the mandate to become a disciple, which is what we're all about. And so today is about reaching. And so if you've been part of our church for the last 3 or 4 years, each year we normally take up a miracle offering for our building journey, for Build to Thrive. And as much as the school hall's fantastic, this morning when I came in and saw that big skip bin right at the door, it was just another reminder this is not permanent for us, that we want to create a church home, not just a building, a home for people on the Central Coast to come and find the gospel of Jesus and find love. But, and so we've been taking up an offering for that each year, and God's been very faithful and you've been very generous as we've sowed into that vision. But this year I began to feel just a change in my spirit to do something a little different, to begin to just be a little bit more outward focused, to begin to take the church beyond these four walls and to not just see church as a service, because that's not church. Even the whole language of we're coming to church today, I'm trying to get out of the habit of even saying that. Because it's not you're coming to church, the church is gathering. You didn't just come to church today, you are the church and you gathered today. And we've got to take this mandate out. And so over the last couple of years, I've wanted to be more specific and intentional about expanding our missions outreach further and wider, to get on mission, to actually live this thing out, to actually be Jesus' hands and feet in the community. I'm at the point now, if I can just be very raw, I'm sick of playing church and playing Christianese. I want to get out there and be on mission, reaching people with the gospel. And if you weren't here last week, I want to strongly encourage you to listen to last week's message, which was called Invading Lion Territory. And as a church, that's what we want to do. Let's get out there on the front line and do that. But for the last 10 years, before I came to Thrive Church, our sending church, Macquarie Life Church, had a very strong missions program. And what they do each year, and is what I was part of for about 10 years, was they take up a missions offering at the start of each year. And they present their missions vision to the church. And they say, look, this is what we would like to do. This is our heart. And as you give to this, this is what we're able to do. And I know this year they took up $150,000 purely towards missions activities. And what's beautiful about what we're doing is it's not about Thrive. It comes in to go out. It's all outward focus. It's not about building our church. It's about building the kingdom of God. And so that's what today is about. And the reality is we can do more if we're resourced more. We can do more if we're resourced more. Just a little bit of background before I get into sharing vision. Already as a church, we tithe on everything that comes in. So 10% of all of our income and giving that comes in, we send back out. We support church planting in Sri Lanka and mission stuff. So already sending 10%, which is a great thing, but we want to do more. We want to do more. We want to resource this particular area. And here's the thing I want to say to you. I believe what we're doing today and next week is another step forward in us as a church maturing. This is about maturity. Because, you know, those of you who have parents would understand, as your children get older, as they grow up, you give them more responsibility. You expect more from them. You don't do everything for them. And I really believe one of the signs of a maturing church is a church that is moving from being so inward-focused to more outward-focused. we begin to take on the responsibility for God's heart to see people change. It's a responsibility. And that's what we're doing. In Luke chapter 12, verse 48, Jesus says, and this is true of the church and true of your life, he says, but the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows. I should have given you the context. That's not the main verse. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. And what Jesus was talking to, he was talking to the Pharisees of the day who had a responsibility to represent God in Israel, and they weren't doing a good job. And God was hassled. And so what he was saying was, those who are entrusted with a lot, much is expected. And you know what? Over the last 3 or 4 years, I've watched God increase this church. You know, it's not about numbers at all, but this church has tripled in size since Amy and I came. And it's just God doing stuff. We've seen our resource grow. We've seen people grow. And that's not just so we can sit around and pat ourselves on the back. It's because we have a responsibility to take it out. And God's going, I've blessed you. Now you have a responsibility to do more. It's that's maturity. So that's what we're doing today and next week. And so everything you have in your life is for a purpose greater than yourself. Did you know that? If God's increasing you financially, you have a responsibility with that. If he's increasing your influence in your sphere or whatever it is in your business, it's not for you just to have a great career, it's to build the kingdom. As God gives you more, he expects a greater return. That's the parable of the talents, which is what we want to do. And the reality is we are called to be reachers, people who reach outward toward the lost. Come with me to Mark chapter 1, and I think that will set up the verse to share on today, and then I'm going to go into a whole bunch of practical stuff. Mark chapter 1, I love this story from verse 40. A man with leprosy came and knelt in front of Jesus begging to be healed. If you're willing, you can heal me and make me clean, he said. Watch this, I love this, verse 41. Moved with compassion, Jesus reached out and he touched him. I'm willing, he said, be healed. Instantly, the leprosy disappeared and the man was healed. I love that. Compassion reaches out and touches. He reached out. There was an extension. He reached out and touched somebody and someone's life was changed. I love that it says he was filled with compassion. You know, there's a whole bunch of ideas and scriptures that talk about what it means to be filled with the Spirit of God. Could I suggest to you that one of the signs that someone is spirit-filled is compassion to reach out? One of the signs of immaturity is when your Christianity is all about you and all about you and what God needs to do for you and your problems and your circumstances. But when you're filled with the love of God, you are compelled to reach out. You can't be focused on yourself anymore. I love that. Now, when you look at the word reach, it means to stretch and extend yourself beyond where you currently are. And that's what we're doing. We're reaching out and extending beyond ourselves. What I'm also saying is Thrive, it's no more. We have no more excuses to be comfortable anymore. We can't stay comfortable. This is comfortable. This is nice coming to church and singing some songs and hearing a sermon, but it's time to reach beyond ourselves, beyond what's comfortable, beyond what's convenient, and beyond what is routine. And that's what we want to do, and the offering next week is really part of that extension. It's like, no, I'll save that for the end. You know when you get a really good thought, you think, no, I'll keep that for the end. All right, so 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 says, since you've been obedient to the truth, purified your souls for a sincere love of the brethren, this is New King James, fervently love one another from the heart. You know that word fervent me is the Greek word ektonos, and it means to stretch out the hand. To be resolute. It means the love of God is, it causes you to reach out with the love of God and say, come on, come on, I want to reach you with his love. We are his hands and his feet. I notice in this story, Jesus did three things with this leper. Three things. He reached out, he touched, and then he spoke. He reached out, he touched, and then he spoke. That's the mandate of the church. Reaching out to the hurting, the broken, the lost, touching them with the power and the love of Christ, and then talking to them and helping them understand what it means to walk as a Christian. To reach out, touch, and speak. But we can't touch anybody with the love of God and speak to anybody about the love of God unless we're prepared to first reach and extend. Is it making sense? So this is what it's all about. And so what I want to present to you today is what we would like to do for 2019. Because our church budgets on a calendar year, not a financial year. We want to go into 2019 ready to go, ready to hit the ground running of all the things that we'd like to do. So what I'm sharing with you today is simply what is on my heart to do. And, you know, there's no pressure, there's no compulsion. I'm praying the Holy Spirit would put on your heart what it is that you can do and what your role it is to play. But it's specifically for 2019. And whatever we take up will be specifically for this purpose and this purpose only. Obviously, I can't tell you exactly a dollar amount for each thing because we don't know what we're going to get. All I know is that once we get it, we can allocate specifically to missions. So let's start. You ready? Ready for info overload? Yes. I try not to do death by PowerPoint, but there'll be a little bit, all right? So first I want to talk about local reach, what we'd like to do. Jesus said in Acts 1, he said, go and be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. There's actually a geographical progression in that verse. Start where you are in Jerusalem, start in your community, start in the wider ground, and eventually the ends of the earth. And so what I want to talk about this morning is our local reach and our global reach. It's not either or. It's both and. It's both and. And so, but we need to start with Jerusalem, our community first. And so local reach starts. We must start here. I want to start by saying this. Everything we do as a church has in mind unreached people. Already, our services, we're thinking of unreached people. Everything we do is actually not just about ourselves. And so I always say this, you can't program missions. It's got to be lived. It's got to be a culture. It's got to be something that we just live. It's not just a missions program. That's the missions arm of the church. No, the church is missional. Everything we do is about outreach. And what we can do this morning is we can't do all of everything that needs to be done on the Central Coast, but we can just do some things. And so I want to present something. So the first thing that we've been doing over the last 12 months is Thrive Crew. Thrive Crew is incredible. Over the last 12 months, we've seen this outreach ministry grow and touch people's lives through random acts of kindness. It's an incredible thing. Painting homes, odd jobs, gardening, the list goes on. Ron Rademacher and his team have been doing an incredible job with that. Just loving people indeed. And so to illustrate that, I want you to, yes, I want you to watch the screen for a quick 2-minute promo.
Ain't got time to fix the door. Ain't got time.
And I know David and Shirley, who that work was done, wanted to express their appreciation and their gratitude for that. But that's just one example. There are more I could show you of where the love of God was shown in practice, serving people for no other reason than to simply show them the love of God. And if you're interested in being part of that team, I know Ron would love to talk to you about that. But here's the thing, they've been operating on no budget whatsoever, just doing what they do using tools. But we would love to be able to resource that team more and for them to be able to buy some supplies and some materials to be able to do more. So part of what you give to Reach will go to specifically towards Thrive Reach. Cool? Yeah. Can see that growing. The second area that we're going to be involved in, which we already are, is the Dale School. And so in a moment, we're going to hear from someone from there. But I know Anthea Mills works there. But the Dale School, over the last year, we've been developing this partnership with the Dale School, which is based in Wyong. I'm just going to read there. They come under St. Philip's Christian College. It's a young parents program. And this is what they do. They assist very young parents who've had or are expecting a child to get an education and build a better future. And so equipping them, fully Christian, heart of God behind it. And over the last 12 months, we've been speaking at their chapel services, doing some things over there. Some of our guys have been driving the bus, doing some volunteer things there. Just a couple of things we do. We speak at their chapel services. We drive their bus. We purchase Easter gifts every Easter for each girl so they feel valued and so they feel like they're special. And so we've been invited to partner with them in a greater way through mentoring. And so to explain that a little bit more, I want to invite up Mel Rogers. And I'm going to interview Mel quickly. Mel heads up the Brave program, and I'm going to get you to explain firstly what you do so the church knows what the Brave program is.
Hi everyone, I'm Mel. Please love me. So I've been working for Dale for the past 12, 13 years, and I'm actually now in a secondment to an organisation called Brave, who, as an organisation, they support teenage parents. So basically, I've got the great privilege of mentoring teenage parents now. That's wholly my role, and it's absolutely amazing. It's a pilot program that's just starting as we speak, literally started on Monday. I've been unrolling it all year. And basically, we support teenage parents because I think Brad just said, you know, something about, you know, we give them gifts to make them feel special. We go in and we do these things. You would not believe the amount of the stories that we hear. These girls don't get that stuff, you know. They don't get love. They don't get encouraged. They don't come from... There's nothing very comfortable about their lives at all, you know. So some do. Some have, you know, have just had a bit of an oops in high school, but mostly the stories would break definitely the hardest guy's heart in here. So my role as a mentor is to... We use the language of, you know, I hold their hand and connect them up to different agencies. But really, you know, as we all know, like, I mean, I love God with my whole heart. I don't know how people do life without him. I want that for our young girls, you know. And, yeah, I could go on all day. We'll stop.
Awesome. So tell us what you see Thrive Church doing in terms of partnership with Brave and with Dale over the next 12 months.
Okay, great. So I work with about 30 girls. So really, years ago, we did a program called Shine through Macquarie Church. And yeah, I think I just heard a few mms. And it's a really beautiful program. So I just feel that's a really good soft entry into these girls' worlds. And Shine's basically a program that'll meet these girls where they're at. And I say girls, but there's you know, there can be guys as well. Not doing the Shine program though. So what that basically is, it's a self-esteem program. So that would mean, you know, just stuff like looking after yourself, that it's actually okay to look after yourself. You know, putting yourself first actually is going to make you a really good mum, you know. If you can kind of be looking after yourself, that, you know, helps everything else. So I envision, you know, I was so over the moon when I heard that Brad and Amy were already in at Dale. You know, just loving on these girls. I knew that the girls would love Amy to death, particularly, and you, of course. But, you know, we do love a good, sassy, strong girl, don't we? So I see, you know, Shine just being a way for some of you guys just to connect with these girls. You'll naturally and organically build up a rapport. And then, you know, whether we like it or not, Christians are different. We're different. And, And we get conditioned to that we're just in this room, we do life together, but they know that there's something different about us, you know, and they don't know what it is. They can't quite put their finger on it, but we know what it is. So when you get a beautiful group of Christians just kindly coming alongside these girls, and particularly in a volunteer capacity, and I know that I'm very lucky that I get to be employed, but in a volunteer capacity, these girls know that you're doing it out of the kindness of your heart, and that, like, just that's just, it's massive for them. We want to start with the Shine program, and then we want to kind of connect some people up and basically just do a bit of life with them, do some coffees, be that kind of consistent person in their world that doesn't let them down, you know, that will consistently be kind, because, you know, to be really honest and not to be so blunt, but they don't actually have that. So, you know, so that's that, yeah.
Awesome. Give a hand.
Oh, you don't want that?
Talk amongst yourselves. What I found out about the girls that do the Dale program is that a lot of them live in this area, in our local area. And so we're talking to the Dale School about expanding that partnership, doing more in the future, mentoring, purchasing the Shine program. So your giving will resource that, enable us to go and make a difference in young parents' lives. And hopefully what I love about their mission is they want to see these young girls connected to Jesus and connected in the local church. But for them to even come through these doors is daunting. And so they need a relationship with some Christians and in their world they can trust and respect and then feel connection. So that's what part of our reach offering is going to go towards, that particular area. The next thing that we've been doing the last 3 years is we've been doing nursing home Christmas hampers for the Batter Bay Nursing Home. And so for us as a church, we want to make sure that we're hitting all generations in our community. And sometimes our elderly people are often the most forgotten about. And so each Christmas, we do a bunch of nursing home hampers, and it would be great next year to be able to do more. We do one nursing home. Wouldn't it be great to do two or three in a local area? And it's just a way the church says, we love you, we value you, we care about you, God bless you. So it'll enable us to do that. The next area that we're going to be taking our local reaches is in the high school area. Our young people have to be one for Christ. This is a generation that is moving far away from Christ. I read an interesting thing the other week that said that this current high school generation has the least connection to church than any other generation. Just interesting. I could tell you more about that. We must do that. And so one of the ways that we want to partner and help that area is through the SRE. And specifically the Fuse Camp. So SRE is the Special Religious Education. So scripture teachers in the high schools. Can I say to you, that is an area that's just getting smaller and smaller. There still is an open door into the high school right now to teach scripture, but they're under-resourced and understaffed. There's just no one willing to go into the high schools. It's an open door to go in and share the Bible with students, and yet they're crying out for funding and they're crying out for people to give up their time to go in there. One of the specific things that they do each year is they hold an annual Fuse Camp, which our own Josiah Wilkes is a part of each year, and it's incredible. It's a one-week camp where they bring kids from all different high schools into, you know, camp environment, and they worship and games, and they hear the gospel. He told me last year there were 14 decisions for Christ from people who had no church background at all, and as a church, we want to help contribute to that camp. They are literally on the front line reaching young people, and so not only do they need support in putting the camp on, but what they need is resource and finance to be able to sponsor some of these kids to go to Fuse Camp who wouldn't otherwise be able to afford to go. I thought, how good would it be if we're able to sponsor some unchurched kids to be able to go to Fuse Camp and hear the gospel and get connected to local youth ministries? This next generation has to be reached and it has to be won for Christ. It's such an important thing. We have a mandate to make sure that on our watch that we get this message out to our young people. And so your giving will go towards Fuse Camp and towards SRE. If you're interested in helping out, I know Josiah would love to see you. Just stand up quickly, Joe. He's our awesome keyboard player, does a great job. Make sure you come and see him. You going okay? I know it's a lot of information, but I want you to get all the things that we want to do next year for Reach. The second area, or the third area actually, might be a bit of a mindset shift for you. But the next area that we want to expand our local reach is the area of digital and online. This is an important mission field, a really important mission field. Can I say this to you? The online world is a real unreached world. Just some statistics if you're wondering about social media from April 2018, just some from the ABS in terms of how big social media online world is. In April, Facebook had 15 million monthly active users. Now, I don't know what the population of Australia is, but I'm tipping that's probably half. We're actively using Facebook. YouTube, there were 15 million as well. Current active users of YouTube. And thirdly, Instagram, which is the fastest growing, 9 million monthly active Australian users. The reality is that whether we like the way the world has gone with technology or not, it's going that way. And we have to keep speaking that language. When Jesus walked on the earth, he spoke Aramaic. He spoke the language of the day. He spoke what he needed to do to connect with people. Social media and online world, whether we like it or not, is a language that our young people are speaking. And we have to have a presence. We need to have a presence there. And so in Thrive, we've got some very talented people who are able to present the gospel online in a way that might reach people. When someone's at home on their lounge, Sunday night, 6 o'clock, scrolling through, and a video comes up presenting Jesus in a really creative, compelling way, can have an incredible impact. It's a mission field, church. It's going to take, like I said, a mindset shift. We've already purchased some filming equipment to be able to film our sermons. Can I say, that's not for us. We're not filming our Sunday messages to look good. We're doing it to get the message out there further and wider. So subscribe to our YouTube channel and share our videos. It's about getting this message out there. But the reality is, to produce good quality online content requires an investment. If we want to do it well, we need to do it well. And so that's another way that we're going to present this message of the day. Before I move on to global, I want to say this to you, and it's kind of harking back to what I said before about missions and programming. I think the biggest way that this gospel will get out is when each and every one of us begins to have a mindset shift change about your life, that you are a missionary to your nation. You are a missionary in your street. The Bible says you are an ambassador for Christ. An ambassador represents the leader of another nation, another kingdom, another world. And when every single person begins to see themselves as a local planted missionary, we'll start to see change. And so that's why this is not all about programming. And so the first thing I often say to someone when they say, "What's the church doing about this?" I say, "What are you doing about that?" In fact, I've gone to God a couple of times before and I've gone, "God, we need to do this. I need to do this, God. And that's not right." And I've felt the Holy Spirit just pose me a question. "What are you doing about it? You're my body. You're my representative. We've got to make a difference for him." And so, you know, I've been so challenged on this about seeing my neighbors and seeing people in my world and reaching beyond my own comfortable life and going beyond and serving people. And there's so many stories I could tell you about that. But get involved. Cool? All right, global reach. The nations. Jesus said we had to take the message from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth. And the reality is that we have a responsibility to help build the church globally and to begin to sow into where God is moving. And so we're very specific about what we're doing. And so for those of you that are part of our church, you know that we are partnering with the nation of Sri Lanka. And can I just say, that has grown so much. In 2014, I took our very first team to Sri Lanka. And then today, this is what we're doing today. Like, we were doing nothing in 2014, but this is what we're doing as a church today. So every term we send boxes of clothing. We ship boxes of clothing over to the villagers over there who can't afford clothing. Boxes and boxes of clothing that are going every term. We also want to send a whole bunch of solar lights every term to villagers over there and to help them to have light in their villages. Through Thrive Women and Rags to Riches, we help sponsor women and children who are struggling over there. Every Christmas, we sponsor school children for school shoes. And last year, I think it was 420 pairs of school shoes were purchased for village children in the hills of Sri Lanka, just to reach out and help children go to school. We've financially contributed to two church buildings being constructed where there was no church building. Now they have a gathering place. And every year we send a team that strengthens and encourages the local church over there. I'm not telling you this to say, look how good we are. I'm just letting you know what God's been doing through in and through you. We currently support 3 churches in that nation. We sponsor financially 3 churches. One of them had 15 people a year ago. It now has 60 people in a village where there's lots of Buddhist persecution. I'm literally saying that we are making a difference in a nation. The door has opened for us to do something over there. The pastor that you're about to watch on the video and hear from oversees 22 churches. But here's what's cool about what he does over there. None of them are in big cities. They're all in remote villages, forgotten people, people that the world have forgotten about, people that wouldn't otherwise hear the gospel. And I want you to look to the screen and just watch a really quick video from Pastor Stephen thanking you for your generosity.
Hi, Pastor Brett, Amy, and the congregation of the Thrive Church. I really take this opportunity on your Mission Sunday to thank you from the Sri Lankan brothers and sisters for the help he has been giving to us for the past 2 years, or more than that, I think, and for the 3 works you have been supporting. And that as a team, last year you came and visited, and you know how every church has been growing, and we are very much thankful to you. Not only the support you give to the churches, but also I think you have given about more than 5 people, the widows, the sewing machine. That has been a great help to our community. And also we want to thank you even for the last year for the children in the hills. You helped us during the Christmas time to give them school shoes. It has been a great help. So our prayers are with you. And also I want to thank you one more time. And I want to ask you some more things too. If you could consider for another 2 more works to support, it will be cost each church to $150 to $200. And if the church is willing to help us for the coming years for these 2 works to be supported by you, I think we will be very much thankful. And I pray the Lord will bless you and continues to bless your church, and you will grow as a mighty force. Hi, Pastor Brett, Amy.
I love how he says, I would like to ask you for some more. He's an incredibly fruitful guy, and I'm very genuine. I've been on the ground. I've seen practical. We want to support 5 churches, and when he said that, 150 to 200 per month sponsors an entire church. Just put that in perspective. And so he said to me something interesting the other day. He said, I can plant more churches. I just need the resource. He can't plant them quick enough. 22 churches. And an incredible thing happened last year. He was at an Australian pastor's gathering with me. There was a prophetic person there who'll be coming to minister in Thrive in a few weeks. She didn't know me. She didn't know him. She looked at us and she had a word, and she looked at me and she said, his work is your work. And it was a clear word from the Holy Spirit that I have a mandate to help that nation be reached for the nation, to be reached for Jesus. And so some of your giving is going to keep increasing. Churches to be planted in that place where there's a lot of persecution and suffering of Christians, to plant a church is a stake in the ground and says the church has a presence. Jesus has a presence in that community. Can you tell I'm passionate about that work? So that's where your giving will go, towards that. And some of you will be with me on the plane in September and be able to see firsthand. The next area, that this is a new area that I want to branch out into, and that is the area of orphans. Last year, did anyone see the movie Lion? About the little Indian boy that was lost on the streets of Calcutta, India, and miraculously found his parents. The Holy Spirit wrecked me during that movie. I cried my eyes out watching that movie, but the Holy Spirit spoke to me about the need for the church to take care of orphans. And you know, the Bible's clear on that, widows and orphans. And I know orphans is not just specific little children, it's anyone orphaned. There's a bigger meaning to it. But the reality is today there are so many orphan children on the earth. And I know orphanages itself is a bit of a hot potato topic and it's quite controversial. And so, but for a while in my heart, I've wanted to sponsor a work that was doing something with orphans, but I needed to be sure that the work was solid and could be trustworthy. And so I really feel that God has led me to Malaysia. So C3 Kuala Lumpur, and you would have met or heard Pastor Joe Ramaya, who's preached here. They oversee an orphanage in Kuala Lumpur called the Shepherd Center, and they're reaching children on the streets for Jesus. And I'll be visiting there at the end of August, preaching in their church and visiting that orphanage. But it would be incredible for us to be able to sponsor that and rescue children and give them a hope. And what would be really cool, what would be on my heart potentially next year is to send a team specifically to that orphanage and to send a team that would just go and minister to children and make a difference over there. So that's something exciting. I want the band to come and join me to take care of orphans. So stay tuned. So your giving will go towards sponsoring that particular project and resourcing orphans for Jesus' name. The next area is liberty for the nations. One of the things that Steve Blake, who's come to preach here a number of times, is a very solid missionary organization. They're involved in Vanuatu, the Philippines, Turkey, so many nations of the world. And what we'd love to do is be able to resource them each year to keep taking the gospel further and wider into the nations. And that's our part. That's what we're doing. That's what we want to do, church. This is just the start. The reality is we can't do it all, but we can do something. And one of the things that's really important to do when you're doing this kind of stuff is to ask God the question, where are you moving, Holy Spirit? Where are you at work? Because we could try to do a whole bunch of things and kind of shoot a whole bunch of arrows but not really hit the target. So what we've tried to do with this and what I've tried to do with this is seek the Holy Spirit on the specific things that He wants us to fire at, to be involved in, and to let Him grow this as we move forward. That's why it's only a very small amount of things, although it's probably bigger than what it sounds like. And so this is what we want to do for 2019. And this is what you're giving into, is taking the reach of the gospel further and wider, beyond ourselves. And I always say there are three things that you can do. I'm holding up four fingers. Three things. Every Christian can do. You can pray, you can give, and you can go. You can pray, you can give, and you can go. And sometimes there's a season for each of those things. Sometimes it's just a season for praying. Sometimes it's a season just for giving. And sometimes it's a season to actually go. And so I wonder this morning, would you be prepared to do those three things? Would you be prepared? As you close your eyes and we're finished our time together, this is the time where I want the Holy Spirit just to do a thing for a second. There was a time where Jesus said these words. He said, if you give someone a cup of cold water in my name, you're giving it unto me. There's something actually very holy about practically reaching out. It's ministering actually to Jesus. Because when we reach out with His love, we are representing Him. It's a holy thing. It's not just not-for-profit work. It's ministering unto Him towards people that He cares about and loves a lot. People that He gave His life for. People that Jesus died on a cross for. People that He loves. And that verse in Mark 1 says that Jesus said He was willing. He said, I'm willing, when the question was asked of Him. And there's no doubt this morning that Jesus is willing. The real question for us is, are we willing? Are we willing to reach, to extend ourselves, to break out of our selfish comfort, our selfish bubble, our world that's all about us? And I'm talking to myself here. You know, yesterday I had this thought. It was, as I was listening to this guy speak last night, he was talking about saying yes to God. Just want to say yes. But I realized as he spoke, there are still little no's inside me. Just little no's. Still little no's. Subconscious no's that just keep resisting. So I'm asking you, Holy Spirit of God, would you break every no in us? Would you make us willing? Would you help us to be willing? Could we become like the prophet Isaiah in chapter 6 that said, here I am, send me. Here I am, send me, Lord. Send me, Lord. Whatever the cost, whatever it takes, Send Thrive Church. Send us, church. And I just want you to stand for a moment. I want to I just sense this is just a holy moment. Just put the hand, just put your hand on the shoulder of the person next to you. I want to commission you. I really sense the Holy Spirit's doing something. We're growing, we're maturing, we're stepping up. He reached down so that we would reach out. I want to commission you in Jesus' name to go. I commission you, Thrive. Go. Reach out. Reach out and touch. Reach out and touch. I break off the fear of man. I break the spirit of fear that makes people reluctant to share your love. I come against that spirit. Help us be bold. Help us to be bold for Jesus. Come against intimidation. Come against selfishness. Come against comfort zones. Send us, Lord, into the mission field that we might win some for your name. Lord, this week, wreck us, mark us, speak to us. We're willing to pray, to give, and to go in Jesus' name.